Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Powerfully You with your hosts, Dave and Linda McDowell.
Good evening. This is Dave and Linda McDowell hosting our Blog Talk Radio Powerfully You podcast. However, once again, we have an issue technically. So if you're on the podcast listening, just stand by for a moment, okay, while we try to get the Facebook Live going. So excuse us for a moment. Nope, I need you. Go ahead, please. We found it. It's so simple. Well, maybe we didn't.
Well, guys, what our title today would be,
here it is.
We're talking about faith and
hope is essential.
Hope is essential.
Bear with us. We're almost there.
Yeah. We are the seniorpreneurs trying to get all this.
Yes. Together. Good point, Linda. Thank you very much.
So.
And it's still not working.
It may be that, I think it may be something with our settings. Oh, okay.
Use. Oh, you know what? It still thinks I got the web camera. Let me turn that off.
Okay.
Oh, we're learning as we go, folks. So sorry. No, it's got to be this kid. All right. Well, Facebook Live, folks, if you're trying to watch that at the same time, hang on.
Yeah, we are trying to get it together. And we'll just go ahead and talk about hope and the essentials of hope in your life, trying to be hopeful. In the time like we have sometimes, or, you know, you go through a lot of things sometimes, and it is so hard to keep hope alive, as they say. So sometimes, so sometimes you just have to think about how you can keep hope and maintain your hope in difficult times. That is what we are talking about today. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people are going through difficult times.
And I think we are now live on Facebook. Your production engineers have fallen way behind on this job.
And you just go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're using the camera on our laptop, so it makes it a little more difficult for us both to get in the picture. We'll fix that.
Okay. Well,
here we are. You can now see us.
Yeah.
I pushed it the right way because obviously I'm not getting it right.
Okay, there we go.
It seems backwards for some reason. Okay. Can I start? So here's what we're talking about, and here's what I believe.
We do have a caller
We have a caller on the line.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Hello, caller. This is Dave and Linda.
Oh, hey. I didn't know if you were going to talk for a while first and then ask people to speak. I mean, didn't hear anything.
No problem. We're really glad you called in. But, yeah, we want to do a little more of what we're looking for and what we're trying to do, and maybe share a couple of our techniques, and then we'd love to hear from somebody who may have other techniques of keeping hope alive.
Do you have a question that we could go ahead and discuss?
Sure.
Or
we can change.
Yeah, we just go as we flow. We flow with it.
First, I'd like to hear your tips and techniques.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Okay. We'll stay on, and we'll come back to you in
a little bit. How about that? Or you can call back in.
Good.
Either one is working. Okay. Thank you for being on the call.
Yes, thank you very much. We love input.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to keep going. So here, let me help. The idea was, I know I've been there. I think almost all of us have been there. Well, we're in a really difficult situation. It's been going on for a while, and we just don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. That is, to me, is the worst place a human being can be. And I've been there. And now today, my coping skills are much better. I know where my hope comes from.
Yeah.
But in earlier times, even though I was a Christian and I knew in my mind the guy was in control, I didn't always feel it in my heart. And, you know, there was anxiety and there's stress and so on and so on. I personally, what happens, at least for me, is that you can get in that rut. And it's really depression, in my estimation. It was for me. It was clinical depression for me. And you get comfortable with depression because you know it. It's not scary to you. I finally had to make a decision that I didn't want to stay there. And I went and got psychiatric, medicinal, pharmacy help. I'm not ashamed of that because I studied and I found out that clinical depression is simply a chemical thing. We all feel stress in different ways. I know now how to recognize if I'm starting to have a problem. I know what the signs are. Stuff like, even though in my mind, I can go, well, this day is no different than it was 2 days ago, and 2 days ago I was fine. Now everything looks huge, and every task looks insurmountable, and so on. And everything has a dark cloud. That's the way I call it. And that's chemical, folks. That doesn't mean you're weak. That means you're experiencing stress. It produces chemicals that will exhibit depression.
Yeah.
Okay, serotonin, and I always get mixed up as it goes up or goes down, but that's what it is. And I got help. I, to this day, still, now for a long time I didn't do anything because I didn't need it. But to this, nowadays, Linda kind of gives me, hey, you know, and I've just decided to stay on my medication. I'm good with that. I'm not ashamed of it. That's why I'm telling you guys, and go get some help. If it's not a psychiatrist, go find a counselor. Go find, you know, go to your church counselor. Go get some help. Don't be afraid to ask. Linda, your take?
And there are the medicine or, you know, getting counseling, getting medicine for antidepressants. That's one. But sometimes you don't need to go that far, which is, like you said, no shame in the game if you do have to go that far, but sometimes not. Some of the ways that I feel that I have used to help when I'm in that place where I'm struggling to keep things going, struggling to keep things afoot, or just struggling, period. How I keep hope alive is, you know, I have to always go through to prayer, and then the words that I speak over myself, because I feel like words are, they're energy, you know, and so to raise that energy, I have to speak positive words over myself. And sometimes what we're pouring into our spirit, our words like, I can't do this, you know, things are impossible.
I'm trying to get you in the picture. Sorry,
okay. Things are impossible. I don't know. You know, you just feed yourself all this negativity unknowingly sometimes. I've done it myself. And to change that situation around, to me, it's like you have to redirect your brain almost by feeding yourself positive words and positive things. And I know some people think, well, that's just so da-da-da-da-da. But if you spend a lot of time feeding yourself negativity, and we do, we'll say negative things about ourselves. We'll say, I'm never going to get out of this. I'm going to be poor the rest of my life. Where you're feeding yourself that negativity, why not take that energy and turn that around and feed yourself positive words?
And And for those of you who are old school, like me, who were taught to grin and bear it, suck it up, keep going, it's chemical. It's chemical. And, you know, I used to, I'm going to say it, poo-poo the old affirmative stuff. Oh, yeah, just say it to the world, and it's going to make. Well, let me tell you, I finally realized I've been affirming things all my life, right in the church. When you keep saying a verse, that's affirmation. When you say God is in control, that's affirmation. Those build the quality of your faith. I believe that with all my heart. So I don't think there's any new age, whatever. I think it just works.
Well, and I think that is one thing. And then you do things. You have to do things to, it's an effort. You do pray to God to help you through this period, but you are going to have to take steps. If you're staying in the house and that's all you're doing, sometimes you need to get out of the house and get into some sunshine. Do things. Push yourself. Sometimes you have to push yourself to do some things. Get out of the house. Get some sunshine.
Find
do
a friend.
Things. Yeah, talk to some friends. Go. And, you know, I know it's COVID, but there are still sometimes places, after you've been in some place for a long period of time, it brings you down and makes you not want to do anything, you know. And so sometimes you just have to push past that to keep hope alive, basically. You know, talk to friends and family that bring you up. Something simple as looking at a funny movie, funny show, but sometimes getting out, getting sunshine, a lot of times we don't. But it has been associated that the lack of vitamin D has made some people more depressed. And vitamin D, we get that from what? Sunshine. So sometimes you need to get out and do some things, exercise. These are other things that you can do. Like, it's not always just medication, but we do need medication.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But do other things. Is there music that you enjoy that just brings you up? Play happy movies, happy music. Dance around the house if nobody's looking. You have to do things.
Act like
that. Yes, what the Bible says, speak those things as though they were, that are not there. So I'm going to be happy. I am happy. Dance around your house. And then visualization. See things like you want them to be,
right?
You know, and that takes some time, some quiet time. These are things that I do that I know work. I have seen things. I see things from the end at the beginning. What do I mean by that? The Bible even speaks to that. But basically, I see myself in winning situations. If I want a certain job or something, I see myself walking around doing that job. This takes quiet time. It takes a little effort, but you have to sometimes
you
gotta
believe.
You got to believe. That's how you keep. Hope is linked to belief and faith. So you have to believe those things that are not until they are. So you have to start with those things and then seeing the end from the beginning, taking time to visualize yourself in a successful, happy relationship, if that's what you're looking for, recognizing why are you feeling hopeless? What is the source of that? Going back and looking at that, what is the source? Then from the source, what are the things that I can do that bring me happiness and joy? So you go there. Then if over months you are still suffering from this, nothing seems to be turning around, it is then time to seek some professional help.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, there's a time and place, but there's also natural remedies.
Yeah.
You know, there's herbs, and I used to poo-poo all that. I don't anymore, folks. I'm an old Southern Baptist, brought up. I'm not anymore, but I was. And so a lot of this sounds like, whoa, New Age. No, we've been doing it in the church. We just call it something else. It's semantics, people.
St. John's Wort is really good for some people.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Ginkgo, sometimes those herbs are stimulants, but they're natural and they kind of help sometimes.
You might want to check with your doctor because some of these things may interfere with other meds.
Sometimes just doing things to calm yourself down because maybe you're really so overstressed. Even natural things such as lavender tea, rose tea, these teas are teas chamomile that just kind of calm you down. And once you're calmed down, you can think through certain situations. As I said before, sometimes we just have to take the moment to think through the whole situation. Find the source. Think of at least 3 to 4 things that you can do to combat whatever it is that you're going through, and do things to find you joy. Joy is the key.
Yeah, you're correct. And so going back to my situation, I tried all those things. I isolated. So I learned a lesson. Don't isolate, Dave. That's not good for you. But it was comfortable. It was safe. At that point in my time, I didn't want to disappoint anybody. I didn't want to hurt anybody. I was hurting. You know, I had all the stressors. I was clinically depressed. And I could do the things Linda talked about in my head, but my heart would not change. It still felt dark. And that's when I went to get help.
Yeah, and it's nothing wrong with getting help, but it's also, you know, accept some of the things. Sometimes we are holding on to some guilt, other things that, and so sometimes we have to go past it. And for some people, and I know this is probably going to not be a popular thing for some people, but sometimes some people use being in a state of blues as a way to get more attention. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, is this real, you know, or is this a way that I get attention for being, you know?
Yeah.
I know that's a really tough thing for me to say, but some people do. Oh, I just can't.
I call it the martyr syndrome.
Yes.
And you truly can try. I'm not doing it much anymore, but I was raised in that culture. I'm just telling.
Yeah. And so if you're, be honest with yourself. This is a time when you want to be totally honest with yourself. And even if that's so, don't beat yourself up.
No.
What are the ways that you can turn that around? Take ownership for your feelings. Take ownership for where you are. Be totally honest of where you are and what is happening with you. And then do things. Like, I don't want to stay on the, this is all I was down. What are the things that bring you personally joy? Focus on those things. What brings you joy? Is it the laughter of children? Is it being with, say, maybe you haven't seen your family for over 6 weeks because of COVID. You know, best you can, if it's no more than having a Zoom call so that you can interact with your family, make contact. If you can still have 3 or 4 people over, you guys socially distance, wear masks if you have.
Everybody sits on the other end of the couch.
Yeah.
Across the room, you know.
Yeah, what those things that you, if you have hobbies that bring you joy, this is a great time to
great idea.
Do those hobbies. If you haven't painted and you're a painter and you haven't painted for, if you haven't painted for 10 years, this is a great time to go ahead and start painting again. If you're a writer, during the pandemic is the time that I found out, I always loved to write.
She is gone
but
big time.
It's just given me time and permission to do that. So those things, those talents, look for those talents. The Lord has given us all talents within us. In this time where we are automatically shut down, this is a great time to seek those hidden talents within yourself. So seek them and reinitiate, reignite those passions.
In case you can't figure it out, Linda and I can fill an hour, okay? We've been talking for at least 16 minutes. We know one caller wanted to call in, and she is welcome to call in now. If you want to call in and you're on Facebook Live, the number to call in is 646-787-1589. That is actually our podcast number. But we can hear you here, and we can talk to you, and they'll hear you on Facebook Live. Feel free. We will keep you anonymous unless you say you don't care.
Yeah.
We will use your first name and your first name only. And, of course, we will not give out any numbers of any individuals. This is our guest call-in number, 646-787-1589.
And we'd love to hear from you. You can do that in the comment section if you're on Facebook. What are the things that...